Well, start of the year, we're going to try and do some things a little bit differently. We're going to try some new things and see how they work. We hope that you will interact with us. And today, we want you to interact with us. Andrew is a friend of mine. He'll explain a little bit in a minute how we've got to know each other. But he's going to be talking about a subject today, and we want you to interact with us. If there's any hard questions that I can't answer, then I'm going to ask you. Is that okay? Is that right? Okay, so just be ready for those hard ones. Pastor Rachel knows all the answers, so we'll be fine. Thank you, Rachel, for driving all the way over here today to serve us and to pay for us. We thank you. Okay, so Andrew, I'd like to introduce Andrew Hill. And Andrew, just tell us a little bit of how we've got to know each other outside of when we were in prison together. Thank you.
I'm getting used to him very slowly, but I'm getting used. I think probably it's a good place just to start before that, just to say that my whole history was with Elim, and I was born and bred in Elim, in the Black Country at Langley Elim Church. So it's I've been on a fairly varied journey that's brought me around in a full circle via the Baptists and the Episcopalians and back to Elim. So it's interesting. About 11 years ago, I moved from Hales Owen to Bromsgrove, and all my roots have been in the Albury Black Country area, and most of my ministry there, amongst other ministers as well, networking and so on. And I honestly didn't have much of a feel for Bromsgrove at all. And then about, I was thinking about 4 years ago, I began to feel a real stirring in my spirit about Bromsgrove. And that eventually led me, I think about 3 years ago, just coming up to 3 years ago, meet Robin and to talk about the whole area for Redditch and Bromsgrove. And what the Lord might want to do in this area. And so then 2 years ago, or just coming up to 2 years ago, I left the church that I was in in Bromsgrove and came here to begin to be a part of what you're doing here, and with a view to developing that as well in Bromsgrove at some point in the future. Primarily when COVID is over. But that's how Rob and I got to meet, and yeah, we've developed a friendship, and it's been great. For me, I've tended to be a little bit isolated in these last few years, and Robin has been a great encouragement to me, so bless you for that.
Thank you, Ian. Andrew.
They call me anything, actually.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, Andrew's been a real blessing to me. It's almost like I've known you for many, many years. We've only known each other for a few years, but actually we've got a kindred spirit, and I know that God has called us together for such a time as this, so thank you.
Yeah.
So at home, what we're going to ask you to do is, in a minute, Andrew's going to share a little bit of his background, and he's going to bring the word of God as well to us. But if you've got some questions to ask Andrew, then you can type it on the chat now. If you haven't got the chat and you're watching on YouTube, text Medden or Jerry or Diane on the host, and they'll post them on to you. And then we'll look at that. And if you've got a question in here and you've got your phone with you, you can just send those questions as well. And we're going to try and answer them. But Andrew, what's the subject today that we're talking on?
I'd like to talk about the faithfulness of God. We've been through a long period of time with COVID now, coming up to a year, and some people would say over a year now. And yet the Lord has been faithful through it all. The Lord has been faithful through our lives. And I just feel that it would be good at the beginning of this year to focus on the faithfulness of God and to, as it were, lock in if we can. But whether we have problems or not have problems, we'd lock into God's faithfulness for this coming year. Okay. So that's what we're going.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's right to say that there's probably nobody here or online that doesn't understand faithfulness and unfaithfulness. Faithfulness tends to not get talked about very much. We hear a lot about unfaithfulness, and yet it's not just in the big things. We can be faithful and unfaithful in little things as well. And the Bible actually says, doesn't it, that those who are faithful in little will be faithful in much. So it implies all right away that you can be faithful in little things and you can be unfaithful in little things. Just at this time of year, you just wonder how many children think their mom and dad have been unfaithful because they didn't get what they wanted at Christmas. Maybe they were promised something. You know, it's one of the dilemmas in our present world. I've done quite a lot of work with families, and the number of fathers that make promises to their children, "Oh, we'll do so and so on Saturday," and when Saturday comes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm too busy." Unfaithfulness in little things. And yet it goes on to becoming unfaithful in big things as well. So we all have a concept of that. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, you're asking questions about faithfulness. Maybe there's difficulties in your life where you're saying, has this person been faithful? Am I being faithful? Is God faithful? Can I actually rely and trust in God? Will he be faithful to me? So I'm going to share a little bit about myself, but I'm going to also share a couple of scriptures, and one of those we'll look at first. So if you're able, or if it comes up on the screen, I think, we're going to look first at Deuteronomy and chapter 7. And this is Moses talking to the children of Israel shortly, really, before they go into the promised land and shortly before he's going to die. And that's what Deuteronomy is about. And so let's just read these few verses, starting at verse 7. "The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." I just want to focus on those last few words for a moment. "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love for 1,000 generations." That's a long time. A generation currently is... Well, I'm told, I looked it up. You can look up these things now. Women, the average age of a woman having her first child is now 26 years old in this country. And for a man, it's now gone past 30 and it's 31 years old. So a generation is, shall we say, somewhere in the middle of those two. Let's say 28 and a half years old. And 1,000 generations, that's 28,500 years. Well, the promise was first given to Abraham, and that was only 4,000 years ago. So we've got a way to go yet before we run out of God's promise, before we run out of his covenant love. That's what God said, that's what Moses said about him. But it presents us with a difficulty. Because this is someone's testimony. This is Moses saying what he's found out. It might surprise you that we've gone through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers before God's faithfulness is mentioned in the Bible. And that's because God isn't pronouncing that he's a faithful God. He's waiting for people to realize and experience his faithfulness. But as I say, that's a problem, because it isn't just a case of, oh, well, God is faithful because the Bible says so. It isn't a case of God is faithful even because Moses says so. It's a case of God is faithful because you have found out yourself that God is faithful. And your testimony is God is faithful. Have you found out that God is faithful to you? Or are you still waiting? Or has he been faithful in small things and now there's a big thing? Is God able to be faithful in big as well as in little? I found out, shall I say, the hard way. In 1994, my marriage failed. And in 1995, my whole life came to a shuddering halt. Rather like an articulated lorry going into a house, a solid house made of concrete. And this is in my own words, it was like my whole life shattered into 1,000 pieces in every direction. And one day it was there, and the next day it was gone. The next day I got up and had nowhere to go, no one to see, nothing at all. And obviously, as time went by, I went through a whole range of emotions. Blame. Shame. Anger. Desperation. Self-pity. Hopelessness. To the point that I actually said to God, God, I don't really mind. I'm not really bothered whether I live or die. And if you choose just to take me home, that's okay. Because there wasn't anywhere for me else to go, as it were. But the Lord didn't do that. And you're left with it, sitting there, trying to make sense of the pieces. And so at that time, a song that I'd known for many years, or for quite a few years, I heard again, and it became like a watchword to me. And that song was Brian Dirksen's song, I Lift My Eyes Up to the Mountains. I think have we got that up on a slide? Or on the thing. There we go. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? Amen. My help comes from you, maker of heaven, creator of the earth. Those are words, of course, from Psalm 121. But then it went on to this. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You're my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. I played that every month, every week, every day, sometimes several times a day for a long, long time. And I just kept saying, Lord, I will wait for you to rescue me. I will wait for you to come and give me new life.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that it was an easy time. It wasn't an easy time. But I did throw everything that I had upon the Lord and upon his faithfulness. And so now, after a long time, I am able to testify, not because of Moses, but because I have found out myself that God is faithful. That God comes and puts the pieces back together. that God can go and find those thousand bits from all over the place, wherever they went, and start putting them back together. Not necessarily that the Lord puts back together exactly as it was before, because actually before it was broken.
Yeah.
Wanting the Lord to put it back together in a slightly different way. And I can say that that's what the Lord has done. And so I have found for myself that God is faithful. And I believe that God will be faithful for you. I believe that you can find that God is faithful. Whatever the problem is this morning, whether whichever of those emotions you might be going through. And these aren't emotions that are for the ones and the twos. Let's be honest about that. We know that nearly all of us go through these emotions at some times in our life. And so I know that there are people probably in this room and certainly people online who are going through some of these things right now. And the question is, will God be faithful for you as well? Will you let him and give him the opportunity of being faithful to you? I want to share the other verse with you, and it's from Lamentations. And it's Jeremiah's testimony. Just find it here. Lamentations chapter 3. And I'm going to start at verse 19. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Wow. This was Jeremiah's lament at the state of Israel. He was in a really, really bad place. He prophesied and people hadn't listened to him. They'd laughed at him. They'd run him out of town. And he was lamenting over the situation. And now he's remembering how bad it was. Maybe you can resonate with that this morning. But the next word is yet. It could be but.
Yeah.
Do you know, I love it when God butts in. There are so many buts in the Bible, and they're all worth taking notice of. But yet I will call this to mind, and therefore I have hope. Now let's see what he says. And this is, in a sense, the second great passage about the faithfulness of God in the Old Testament. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. I'm just going to add the two next verses as well. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, amen, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It is good to wait quietly for God to rescue you, for he will surely come. Now, I'm only going to just share one other thing now. And I'm going to ask the question, which is often not answered, and that is, why? Why? Why will God do this? Why will God come to you? How can you be sure about that? Well, I have good news for you this morning. It doesn't depend on you. If it had depended upon me, I would be in a really big difficulty this morning.
Yeah.
You see, if we go back to what Moses said right at the very beginning, he said to the Israelites, it isn't because you're great, and it isn't because you're numerous. It isn't because there's anything special about you. You haven't earned it, and you don't deserve it. It's about my great love for you. It's because I love you so much. It's because I promised your forefathers Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, I would do this. I made a promise to them that I would love their offspring, the people of faith. And we call Abraham the father of our faith. The people of faith, I would love them for all those generations. It's because of what we've just read. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Amen. Did you know, it doesn't matter the situation that you're in this morning, but God's faithfulness has come again new this morning for you. Whether you need a bucket full, or a barrow full, or a juggernaut full, or maybe a whole warehouse full, there's enough for you. And God has come this morning for you again with a new load of faithfulness to reach whatever your problem is. We've been dealing with life problems this morning, just ordinary things that happen in our lives, some of them big, some of them small. But maybe this morning you're in trouble because you need forgiveness. And even then, the New Testament said, you know, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. And forgiveness is yours because of God's faithfulness this morning. And maybe you've never really known God. Maybe you've never given in to him, as it were, and acknowledged him. Do you know this morning his faithfulness is such that he sent Jesus to die for you, his only son. And this morning, his faithfulness can reach you and give you new life. Not just to deal with the problems of life, but new spiritual life. And so I'm wanting this morning that we would, if you like, put God to the test. And say, Lord, whatever situation I'm in this morning, whatever I face, whether it's COVID related or not, whether I'm worried for the future, if I've got really big problems facing me, health problems, financial problems, whatever it might be, would you put God to the test this morning and say, Lord, will your faithfulness reach me? Will you say, Lord, as I did, Father, you're my only hope, you're my only prayer, so I will wait patiently for you until you give me life. Praise the Lord. I trust you will do that this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew. That was great. Thank you for sharing as well the journey that you've been on. And in a minute, if you are listening on the online church, you don't have to say what it is, but why don't you type in if you want God to do something for you today, would you put your name and put, would you just pray for me? And we're going to pray for you in a minute. And in this room, in this auditorium, if you need God to do something for you, if you need to allow God just to minister to you today, if you need to trust God in a new way, I'm going to ask you to stand in this auditorium now. And we're going to pray for you. If you want to do that right now, or raise your hand at the start of this year, we're going to do that. So if you need to stand and do that, and we'll pray for you. If you want to put on the chat now, just say, just please pray for me right now. One of the things I said at the end of this year is that God has always been faithful to me. I've given testimony to that. I look back over my life, and you will too. God has been so faithful. Why would he suddenly in 2021 not be faithful? Why would he change? He doesn't change. He's always faithful. He's a faithful God. He will carry you through 2021. We've made it through 2020, as hard as it has been. He will take us and walk with us in 2021. He will walk with you. He will strengthen you. He will protect you. He will fight for you. He will deliver you, because he is your Savior and your friend. Andrew, would you just pray for those that are standing in the room? Would you just reach out your hand? And if you're in the room today, why don't you just raise your hand towards them?
Praise your name, Lord. Thank you.
And Jeanette here as well.
Thank you, Lord. Mm. Father, I want to thank you that you are a faithful God. And I know you look down upon your children standing here, Lord, upon those who've said, Lord, come and be faithful in my situation. And so, Father, I pray for these precious ones, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your faithfulness is not dependent upon what they've done or who they are, but upon your great love for them, Lord, which is poured out in abundance this morning. I thank you, Father, that your faithfulness is new this morning for each one of them. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch their lives right now, Lord, at the place that they're crying out, and that you would make an immediate difference, Lord, and that they might know and have that assurance that you are there, Lord, and will not leave them, and that you will rescue them and the situation that they bring before you. I thank you, Lord, that your compassion never fails. Praise your name. I thank you, Lord, that you will rescue them as they wait upon you. Bless them in the name of Jesus, we ask it. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.